18:19. And he said, sure. And he gave us the directions to his place. He wasn't going to be there right away. But we arrived there about 10 or 11 at night. And we drove up what we thought was the driveway, but it turned out it just crossed over the garden. We actually, you know, went into the garden and passed through the garden up to the house. And the father of this guy comes out with his rifle. And he says, you just, you know, messed up our garden. Get out of it. What are you doing here? And we were still in the car, but made one shot, and then we started chanting the Sringa prayer, and his wife came out and grabbed his arm and pulled the gun down, and we were able to get away.
Hare Krishna. Jai. So, we should always be praying for the protection of Lord Nrsimhadev. When Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father, it got to a certain point when Srimati Kashyapu realizes, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. But still, because the determination and because of the illusory potency of the Lord is so strong, even though he realized for half of a second there's nothing he could do, he still exhibited determination to try to keep killing Prahlad Maharaj. So when he at that fateful moment when he said, where is your Lord? Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he talks about the perspective of Prahlad. Prahlad, because he was a devotee, he could see Krishna everywhere. And the perspective of Hiranyakashipu is because he was a non-devotee, he couldn't see Krishna anywhere. So Prahlad could see Krishna everywhere, and he could see Krishna within the pillar there. So when Hiranyakashipu struck his fist to the pillar, and the Lord came out just to prove true his promise to always protect his devotee, Prahlad, in one sense, wasn't surprised, because he saw him waiting there. And Hiranyakashipu was so surprised, he couldn't figure out what was going on. And explains in the Bhagavatam verse, explains that he heard that sound that had never been heard before. The roaring of Lord Nrsimhadev had never been heard before. It was so ferocious and so ear-piercing that it rose, that sound vibration rose up to the planets of the demigods. Lord Brahma heard it on his planets. The demigods thought, now our planets are going to be destroyed. It was so ferocious. And then all the assembled demons in the hall there, they tried to figure out, where's that sound coming from? Where's it coming from? Because it wasn't coming from the pillar, quote unquote. It was coming from the spiritual world. They tried to figure out where that sound was coming from. Nrsimhadev was so ferocious, so huge, that when he shook his head, the hairs on his head dislocated the airplanes of the demigods, who before this, the demigods were hiding behind the cloud because they were afraid of Nrsimhadev, of Hiranyakashipu. But once Lord Nrsimhadev appeared, then they felt a little more confident. They came out in the open. But Lord Nrsimhadev was so huge, and his high wedge-like ears, his fierce, angry eyes, his tongue was described like a dueling sword. He had gaping teeth. He was ferocious. And of course he had thousands of arms, or many arms, and sharp nails on his hands. And when he fought with Hiranyakashipu for some time, Hiranyakashipu thought, well, this must be Lord Vishnu who's come to kill me. But why has he done that? Because who can fight with me? So he gathered up his false strength and tried to fight with the Lord, And at one particular point in the fight, the Lord very kindly lets Nishrimadev slip from his hands. And again, it's so amazing to see the perspective of personalities under different influences. So under the influence of illusion, Hiranyakashipu thought, he's afraid of me. He's afraid of me. So he took a little break from the fight and rested a tad, and then gathered up his strength to fight again. And the Lord finally did his Nishrimadev stand, and he wasn't sitting. Nishrimadev wasn't sitting on the throne. Sometimes we see him like, I guess we have to have him depicted in some way or other, sitting on his throne. He was standing in that Ugra stance, that angry stance. He brought him on his lap. He ripped open his heart first. And then he put the garland of intestines around his neck. And then what happened? Blood was spurting all over the place and spurting on his mane and everything. And he was roaring and roaring and roaring. So fierce, so ferocious. And then the faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu came in the thousands. They came to fight with the Lord. They figured, well, whatever they figured. Anyway, and so Nishrimadev, he just slashed them to death with his hands. Just with his nails, he slashed thousands of demoniac soldiers. And then, as we can understand, if we've ever had a teeny little bit of anger infest and contaminate our body, it's not that you can turn the anger on and then shut it off, like click, click, you know. So he was not in that material sense at all, but still, he was still angry. And what was the reaction of everybody? They were freaked out, as they say in America. Everyone was so afraid to approach the Lord at this time. So they did offer, Lord Brahma offered prayers, Lord Shiva offered prayers. Lord Shiva said, my dear Lord, the end of the creation is the time for you to exhibit your anger. Now that this insignificant demon has been vanquished, please put your anger aside. And Brahma offered his prayers, Shiva offered his prayers, so many people offered his prayers. Lakshmi was encouraged to offer her prayers, but she couldn't approach the Lord because... Wow. But she couldn't understand. She had never seen this form of the Lord. Now, I'd just like to make a little insert here. When Prahlad Maharaj was worshiping the Lord, he was worshiping him and not necessarily in this form of Nishrimadev. But when the Lord appeared in this ferocious form as Nishrimadev, he could understand, this is my Lord. My Lord is unlimitedly potent, and he can take on any form. So Prahlad Maharaj, when he was encouraged by Lord Brahma to go and offer prayers to pacify, Lord Brahma said, the Lord has come to kill your father. He's your father, or he was your father. Now you go and pacify him. And at one lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, it was like encouraging him to go to the lions. Anyway, I thought that was cute. So Prahlad gathered up his strength. And do you know who he remembered when he offered his prayers? When he began to offer his prayers, he remembered... He probably remembered Narada Muni. But he remembered Gajendra. He remembered Gajendra. He said, who am I? How am I qualified to offer prayers to please you? I've come from a demoniac family. I'm contaminated by that association. I'm a young boy. I don't know any eloquent speech. All of these demigods have offered prayers. They're so much more advanced than I. Who am I? But he said, but Gajendra offered prayers to you in devotion, and you were satisfied. Gajendra the elephant, just in case you're having amnesia, he offered those prayers, and he pacified you. By how? By bhakti. So I can make that attempt also. And so he offered beautiful streams of prayers to the Lord. Very, very famous prayers that I'm sure you know, so many of the prayers. But, and the Lord was so pleased with him. And he said at the end, he said, "Now ask for a benediction." And Prahlad said, "I don't want any benediction. I'm not offering you these prayers for some reciprocation like that. Not like a merchant. Here's my $20, give me $20 worth of goods. Here's my $20 worth of prayers, give me $20 worth of protection. Here's my prayer to you for this, now give me that." Now, they said, "That's business. I'm not a businessman. I'm your servant, you're my Lord. I'm satisfied with that. You're my Lord eternally." And some of the Lord's reciprocation with Prahlad is, another thing Prahlad said too, thank you, Krishna, he said, "You," meaning Nishrindev, "Lord, you've asked me to come to this world to exhibit the qualities of a pure devotee." So someone who's in that relationship with you, it's not business. So sometimes we hear Prahlad Maharaj's previous life stories, how he became qualified to become a devotee of Lord Nishrindadev. And those are wonderful stories, Puranic stories. But we should understand within the core of our heart and through the Vaishnav Siddhanta that Prahlad Maharaj is not a conditioned soul who comes to the platform, you know, through the process of sadhana siddhi. He's an eternally liberated soul. He eternally has that relationship. But what was the purpose of his exhibiting previous life activities and things? It was so that for us, so that we could relate to him. If perhaps the pure devotees come and in a flash of light just appear in the room and, you know, they're pure devotees just right from the get-go, then it's hard for us to relate to that. What's our hope there? But they come and they exhibit so-called characteristics or apparent activities of a fallen nature so that we can relate to them. And we can see there's hope for us. And there is hope for us. And that's the wonderful process of bhakti. There's hope for us. There's hope for us in our fallen condition, wherever we're at right now in devotional service. And where we're at right now and where we want to be, it's a distance away. A distance away. But we're never without hope. And that's one teeny, 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 teeny thing that Prahlad Maharaj says. We're never without hope, and we're never without the protection of the Supreme Lord. Do I have any more time? Yeah? Okay. And so, Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. So there's different sections in the Bhagavatam of Prahlad where he instructs his schoolmates during the tiffin hour, during lunch break, or snacks. And he instructs his schoolmates, and then there's also his beautiful prayers. And now I would like to open it up to some of those prayers that might be favorites of yours. Any takers? Abhimanyu Prabhu, thank you. Hare Krishna, he's a great volunteer.
Just a favorite prayer.
It's coming, the mic's coming, be patient. Utsahan nishtayat darya. Okay, thank you.
There's for prayers for Lord Nishringadev, there's those two in the fifth canto, 18th chapter of Prahlad. The translation of a little iffy on, but one of them is Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Namaste Jaste Jase Avir Avir Bhava Vajra Naka Vajra Dangstra Karma Shayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamugrasa Grasa Om Swaha
Om Swaha
Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyishta Ong Shram. After my obeisances under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Nrsimhadev. Wait, I have to kind of like go through the verse to remember the translation.
It's okay.
He's the source of all shakti, of all power, and he has his nails and teeth are like thunderbolts, and he removes all the karmic impressions of all the false ego from the core of our hearts. He removes all of our desire for fruitive activities within this material world. And higher and higher. And in that way, he destroys the darkness of ignorance within our hearts, and thus destroys all the fear that plagues us in this world. Did I miss anything important?
Yeah.
Kamashin, that's the thing. He destroys the desire for fruitive activities. And then also the next one, Svastyastu Vishvastya Kalapasida Tam, Dayantu Bhutani Shivang Mitodhya, Manascha Bhajram Bhajatara Dhokshaje, Avishatam No Matirapya Haituki. That Prahlad Maharaj says, I pray for the welfare of every living entity in this universe. Svastyastu Vishvasya Kalapasida Tam. All the snake like living entities in this universe, snake like in the sense that they have envy. Svastyastu Vishvasya Kalapasida Tam. May there be auspiciousness in the world, and may those envious living entities be pacified by the process of bhakti yoga.
Thank you very much. That's a wonderful verse in prayer. Thank you. Can someone remind me, perhaps your good self, of when Prahlad's prayer, that he's only praying, he doesn't want any material benediction, he's only praying for devotion. I can't even see it, but anyway, sorry. Can you remember that prayer better than I can? I wasn't a good enough one. Anyway, Dhanaraj, you had something to add?
Yeah.
Try to think of it better.
At the time when the Narsingha Kavacha, that book was written, up until then, the source of this prayer was unknown. So I'm not sure if ISKCON devotees found the source of it right now, but it's just one glorifying Lord Narsingha Dev. Om Nam Vrinkum Hataka Tataka Kesha Jalakpadoka Lochana Bhagadika Naka Sparsha Divya Singha Namaste Dev. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Narsingha Dev, who sometimes move on foot or sometimes fly in the sky. His golden mane glow with a golden mane here glows with a golden brilliance. It's just a glorification of the Lord, so
sorry.
We don't know the source of it, at least I don't know it, but it's there in the Narsingha Kavacha.
Thank you. So for some Mahamayaji, you have to wait for the mic. What?
I've never shared with us how Lord Shingadev
killed Hiranyakashipu and fulfilled all the benedictions that he had given him. It wasn't hard for him at all. Just as it wasn't hard for Lord Balaram when he killed Ramaharshan Sutta with his... Oops. Look who's coming up from the column. Oh, no, devotees. When he killed Ramaharshan Sutta with the kusha, his uncommon kusha grass, and the sages said, we just gave him the benediction of a long life. And Balaram said, well, I can bring him back to life if you want. He said, no, don't bring him back to life, but we want him to be killed because you desired it, and we want our benedictions to be fulfilled. So that would have been a perplexity for one of us, perhaps. But Lord Balaram said, okay, we'll make his son Ramaharshan, he'll be the speaker of the Bhagavatam and have a long life. So when he was killed by Lord Nrisimhadev, the benedictions that he'd asked for was not to be killed in day or night. So he was killed at twilight. He asked not in the land or in the sky, and so he was killed on the lap. Not by any man or animal, so he was killed by a half man, half lion. Not by some other benedictions he'd asked. Inside and outside, he was killed in the doorway. Hare Krishna. And so many things. And he fulfilled all the benedictions of Lord Brahma, and at the end told Lord Brahma, it's not a good thing to give benedictions to devotees, so you better restrain yourself, and I better restrain myself too. Jai Sri Nrisimhadev, Jai, all glories to the CPO office, and they're thankless and thankful. We're very thankful for your task and wish you all success. Hare Krishna.